This is the Truth Network.
Truth listeners, Stu Epperson here, and I am in a very special place. One of my favorite places to be anywhere, anytime, but especially at Christmas. I'm in the Billy Graham Library with my friend, Will Ferrell's third cousin. We're not going there. Jim Kirkland, an awesome man of God, mentor to me. Jim, you've worn many hats. You've been, for years, the manager of 106.9 FM, The Light, that station that covers like 20 states out of Asheville. And here you are. Here we are in this library. And is that Santa Claus? What? No, can't. Don't go there. But talk to me about what God's doing through Billy Graham's ministry and why so many people are coming to Christ at Christmas right here.
Well, there is, if you have not had the opportunity to visit, please look at your calendar and look at making a trip to Charlotte, to coming and experiencing Christmas at the library. It is happening from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then till 10 p.m. on Friday and
it's
Saturday.
Really crowded here. Tons of folks, right?
And yeah, and but you know, the beautiful thing is you get to mingle with a lot of people, but you get into the Billy Graham Library very quickly, so don't let a line scare you. But you have the opportunity to bring your family to see just a delightful scene at night with the lights, with the carriage rides, live nativity. The kids can pet the little lamb and the camel. I don't know if I've seen the camel this year, but usually we have a camel.
There's one. He was out there. I offered him a Keep the Christ in Christmas truth bracelet, and he seemed responsive. You know, cute, cuddly fella. But he was expressionless, but he, you know, I could tell his heart was in the right place. Right here at the library, live animals.
He's here to serve. He's here to serve. You can grab eats and snacks at the Graham Brothers Dairy Bar in the library and just really take in the wonder of Christmas that's all built around all the beauty, all the majesty, all the happenings and the events are all centered on the reason for the season, and that is the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, anywhere, and especially if you're listening in Charlotte or the Triad or the Triangle, it's an easy trip.
But people come from all over the place, multiple states, right? You have big buses pull up from everywhere because they want to see the home place, the birthplace of Billy Graham. They want to see the, you know, there's a lot of heritage, but at Christmas there's some special things going on.
Throughout the course of the year, there'll be people from every state of the Union and many countries visiting here. You get to see, basically unfold before you, the life of Billy Graham. The purpose is not the life of Billy Graham. It is Billy Graham's calling for our service of our Savior. Billy Graham would be the first to say that, look, this is not about me, and I don't want this about me.
Yeah.
This is about the one who is in me and the one who gives us eternal life. And ultimately, our source for peace and hope, Jesus Christ. And you will see that over and over and over through the library. But don't take it from me. Experience it yourself. Bring your family. Bring your friends. It will be meaningful to you and could also be a catalyst for some meaningful conversations.
So you want to share the gospel with someone. You can't muster up the courage. Well, you can bring them to a really cool archival, really fun, I wouldn't say museum, but a place where there's tons of neat things, especially at Christmas time, but all year round. Mm-hmm. And so you haven't shared the gospel with them just quite yet. Well, how many times are they going to hear the gospel if they go the tour from beginning to end, Jim, in this Billy Graham library we're in right now?
It'll be unavoidable. And most importantly, it will be clear. It will be with compassion and truth. And is liable to bring up some thoughts and questions that your loved one, your colleague, whoever they may be in your life, will want to address. And that may be an opportunity for you to have deeper conversation. Certainly, there's people right here on staff who are ready, eager. To share with anybody the hope that's found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. So They're going to see the gospel. They're going to hear the gospel. They're going to have an opportunity to accept the gospel. And there are people at all times throughout the library ready to assist in any way they can in answering questions somebody may have about Christ and a relationship with him.
So just to do the tour for us real quick. You walk in this beautiful front door. Of course, there's some really cool exhibits of antiquity outside. That, you know, some simulated houses, an amazing prayer garden where some wonderful godly people, including the wife of Billy Graham, who's already gone to heaven. Ruth is out there. You know, her resting place is out there. But then you walk in, this massive cross really silhouettes the whole entrance. And then this time of year, there's a big Christmas tree. How neat that the two trees, the one tree that symbols Christ's birth, the other tree that symbols his death. And that's something that, you know, and the greatest ornament was the Savior who hung on that tree for us.
Yeah, and all the vision that you just cast, Stu, can be seen at billygrahamlibrary.org. Yeah. Look it up on the website, and you can see for yourself just the excellence, but most importantly, the thought that went behind everything that is a part of the library. And everything points ultimately to Jesus Christ.
So you walk through, you get that perspective. It's just an encouraging thing. If you're a believer, this will encourage you. If you don't know Christ, you will hear the gospel because they've got Billy Graham's messages throughout the years piping through constantly. Really, really cool to hear that and to see him in different places, internationally and stateside and Chicago, all these places. Then there's this massive bookstore with amazing resources. In fact, I was honored to have my book and the Christmas book in there First Words of Jesus. Thank you for having that in here, Jim, and hopefully that's been a blessing to people to connect the cradle to the cross for them.
There's a tremendous team at the library. I take no credit there. My world is in the realm of audio media, but Scott Holmquist and his crew here at the library, and again, everything they do, ultimately they do with the ultimate goal of pointing toward Jesus Christ, and they are the ones that do exceptional job, a prayerful job here at the Billy Graham Library. And I'll tell you, just in thinking about websites and such, I thank you for being so proactive in sharing the truth through the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association's Decision Minute features, which are the 60-second vignettes and pieces.
And you're the voice, and you're hearing the voice of that minute right here, Jim Kirkland. Man, you're legendary. And we play that during Truth Talk Weekend. All of our great shows on the Truth Network, a lot of our affiliates carry that feature too. It's a blessing, man. Thank you.
It is an honor to communicate God's Word and an honor to communicate the wonderful writing and crafting that the Audio Media Services team does. And the website there, this is a website, in particular, when we talk about people in our lives who have questions, doubts, wonders about Jesus Christ, who he is, and how to have a deeper relationship with him, there's a website called findpeacewithgod.net. Findpeacewithgod.net. You'll hear it on every one of the decision minutes. And that's a site where you can go right here, right now. You will immediately see a link to learning who Jesus is or learning how to build your relationship with Jesus Christ. Findpeacewithgod.net.
Now, one little point of contention here. My colleague, Mr. Sanger, and I are here with you in a bar. There's a bar in the Billy Graham Library. Jim, I don't know how to... How to handle that? I mean, what's can you give us some sanctimonious explanation of this, sir?
Easy. The presence of things that we might not want to partake in does not a bar make. This is a dairy bar.
Okay, see, it was blocked by the menu up there, so I didn't see the word dairy. So it's a good, wow, that's pretty good.
No judging here.
Okay. So three radio guys walk into a bar. Hey, well, before we get the punchline, it was a dairy bar.
Figuratively speaking, yes, but it's a dairy bar. Okay. So and great eats. Yes,
that chicken salad was unbelievable. I love it with the grapes in there. And the delicious. Thank you for lunch and for treating us.
Absolutely.
My friend Mark and I. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Pray for this ministry.
Oh, God bless
Pray
you.
Pray for these minutes going out. This is everything we do and say, friends. The legacy of Billy Graham is to remind us all to share the gospel at every moment. I remember him in Franklin to this day. They go on the big talking shows, and they use the question as a point of entry, the tip of the spear, is to get into Jesus. Who is he? Because that's really what matters at the end of the day, and that's what you'll come away with when you come to this wonderful place. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. An honor, and God bless you for what you do.
Merry Christmas. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.